Welcome back to The Raw Edit. Today's episode is one you're going to want to save and replay before every senior session, because today we're talking all about styling. I'm joined by the incredible Shannon Lang from Fort Worth, Texas. She's a senior photographer and is known for her bold use of color, fun pattern play, and helping seniors look and feel amazing. Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters, just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for The Raw Edit.
Shannon, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are in your business and just any tidbits we need to know?
Sure. I'm Shannon Lang. I am born and raised in Fort Worth, Texas, and started my photography journey a lot like other photographers did, I think, just shooting my kids. I started with seniors most specifically because a girlfriend of mine asked me to, and I kind of was like, okay, yeah, sure. And then I loved it. Like, I loved it in a way I can't possibly describe. I'm a former Young Life leader, and I think that this just hits where my being around young people heart is. I absolutely adore lifting kids up and making them feel really good, and I love the way that they come alive in front of the camera. I had a kid one time say to me when I was amping him, and I was like, "You're doing so great. How are you doing so awesome?" And he was like, "Well, you're kind of telling me how great I am. So it's working for me." So I tend to be a hype girl behind the scenes. And that's probably the reason I love seniors as much as I do, because I get to lift them up and make them feel like rock stars. So that's why I stuck with seniors. They also do exactly what you tell them to do. It's amazing. They actually, you know, like you say, okay, move your shoulder. They do it, as opposed to, you know, chasing a tiny person, which I think is fun also. But seniors really have my heart. So
I love that. How many years? Did you say how many years, Shannon? Did I miss that? I might have.
Let's see. My son was in first grade when I had my first senior, and he is going to be a senior. So, so a little bit, it's been a bit, but I will say, you know, I did families while I was doing all of that. I pretty well dropped off and kind of cut out my family piece of my job right after COVID. It, for whatever reason, I think the kids were, as y'all all know, just glued to their phones, and they started really kind of studying who they wanted to have shoot. And during COVID, during shutdown type stuff, I would have parents call and say, "Hey, can you take pictures of my kids this summer? And so-and-so really wants to use you." And all of a sudden my summer kind of filled up, which was truly shocking to me. Like it had never happened before. And the next thing you know, the following year, I was so busy that I really kind of had to modify the way I did everything. And I had to put systems in place. And as you know, Kelly took a class on how to do that, how to make sure that I was, you know, operating in a professional manner. And when once I kind of got all that set up, it really took off to the point that I shoot seniors beginning in May and ending in mid-October, Monday through Friday, every morning, every single morning. So, which I love.
I love that. I love seeing you behind the scenes. Like, you, who does that for you, Shannon? Who do you bring along? You have an assistant, right?
Usually? I always bring an assistant with me. Yes. I'm very particular about use of a reflector, not just, I mean, it's specifically it's for the light, but honestly, it's really great for a fan too, since it gets so hot in Texas. And they schlep around my stuff. When I'm on session, my brain is really focused on the kid and what's going on and, you know, where we're going next, you know, like moving to the next spot. And I tend to walk away from my gear. I put it down and I just walk away. And so my assistant is in charge of schlepping all of my stuff around, picking it all up and racing after us, making sure I don't leave anything behind, which I have done from time to time.
I love that. I bring my son along and my mom shoots with me. And so I kind of have a behind the scenes slash assistant, grabbing things too. And that helps a lot.
So they just pull out their phone and they shoot the behind the scenes. It just depends on which kid has come along with me. So I use high school and college kids, do the behind the scenes for me. And, sometimes we remember to get them and sometimes we don't. And, but I think it's really helpful to have those behind the scenes because it gives, seniors and their parents, an ability to see what this actually looks like. I'm not sure I would have done that had I not seen another prior to me even being involved with seniors, seeing another senior photographer do that and post them. And I really do think it was a big driver for business. And I also think that it was, I think it's helpful for somebody to know that this isn't scary. This isn't going to be something that this is actually fun, that they're having a great time and laughing and giggling through the entire thing. And I think that helps ease anxieties through everything. So really and truly it's for both mom and or both parent and senior so that they kind of know what to expect.
Yeah. I've watched obviously a lot of your behind the scenes and you're very specific with posing exactly what you want them to do. And you go and show them exactly what you want to do, which I think is huge because I think if you're trying to just direct them, they get confused and they're like, I don't think I'm going to do this right. But when they see you actually do it, they're like, okay, I've got that.
I say to them all the time, I'm like, come sit right next to me.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, okay, now do this and move here. Tilt your head. I always say I'm very bossy when it comes to it. Now we've got those Instagram girls who could get in front of a camera and move around and they're rock stars and you're like, oh, you're spectacular. I would say more than half of my kids are terribly uncomfortable in front of a camera. And the constant question, I don't know about y'all, that I get is what do I do with my hands? What do I do? And I'm like, I got you. I promise we're going to do this. And we go through a series of poses where I'm like, okay, you're going to twiddle that ring on your finger, or you're going to, I call this one the Princess Kate, where you put your thumb and you hold on right here. I'm not this person. This actually, in fact, drives me nuts. I like this rather than this. This looks like you're, I don't understand it. Anyway, I'm really specific about it because some things to me look really weird and contrived. And even though it is technically posed, I want them to move around while they're, so yes, I do a ton of instructing and a ton of cheerleading also while I'm there.
My weird one, Shannon, is if you're to the side and their hair is like this, I want it to be always.
Yes. Always back. Always. Yes. Take it off that shoulder.
Yes.
Elongate your neck.
Yes.
I don't understand this.
They always want it. And I'm like, no, it's going to look like a beard. Throw it to the back. And we'll just keep that other hair. You'll see the length. Yeah.
This side.
Yes.
Play with it on this side.
Yes. Right?
No, you're hiding. Don't hide. Yeah.
Get the hand thing. Sarah gets it all the time. Like, I think one time someone's been like, what do I do with my hands? Which is funny. She's like, that's all I hear.
Yes. I hear it all the time. Like, and they get nervous and they're like, what do I do with my hands? I'm like, just let them hang.
Right.
So I get a kick out of them. I really do. I think they're precious. I love them.
Okay. Before I forget, I want to go back to using your,
reflector.
Yeah. Yes. Have you made any freebie on that? Like showing other photographers how to use the reflector?
No, but I'm not photographer based. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I love you, mean it.
Right.
Like, love you. I'll say this holding my hand. I'm not after y'all.
Yeah. You don't want to ever mentor you.
I'm not. I know. I was watching our friend Sabrina the other day and she's talking about teaching and mentoring and all that stuff. And I have such an appreciation for that because people need it. But no, I'm not a teacher. I learned that in COVID when I had to teach my own children. I am not a teacher. I don't want to be a teacher. I don't ever want to teach. The most I want to teach is a kid how to pose in right here. You know what I mean? I'm not after photographers. I love being friends with photographers and I love having the camaraderie of industry friends. But I'm not a teacher.
Yeah. No, I love that. I mean, and I love that you know what you want to do and what you don't want to do.
Yeah, I know my lane.
I do. In my lane.
I also have like shoot side businesses that I keep trying to get people to not give to me. You know, like I paint champagne bottles and you know, when they decorate their uniforms for the last day with all, I've had people ask me to do that stuff. And I mean, like the amount of businesses people would love to hand me to do, I can't keep up with all of that. So I know that I could not keep up with education. Yeah. And what that requires. I appreciate it so much because it is absolutely necessary for that younger group that's coming up. And I do teach my my assistants as we go. Like I teach them how to look for light and what pretty light is. And they're funny. They'll text me and they're like, there's gorgeous light in this field I just passed, which I love that. I love that they're seeing things differently. Yeah. But I'm not a teacher.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, I'm going to get into what we're actually on the podcast for now. You and I could talk shop all day, and I know that, and we'll probably have you on because you're like, your wealth of knowledge is beyond. But we got you on today because I was listening to you on one of your, was it a story or a reel? Okay. And you were talking about, and Sarah and I talk about the same thing, and I'm like, we have to have Shannon on, is like the clothing you wear to your session. Like you cannot wear all long dresses or just all short dresses and like
lines.
Patterns and colors and like all the things that we know. But the worst thing that happens is when you have a senior girl come to your session and all they've brought is dresses and you cannot pose them the same as a pair of pants or a pair of shorts. And you know that, and I know that. And so the variety of their gallery is not going to be the same as their best friend who came and brought me four outfits that I told them to bring. So I want you to kind of talk about that a little bit, Shannon, like what you've learned throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. I think that my first being able to actually say it, to articulate it well, was through Cindy Swanson, who's another photographer. She's now doing style. Yeah. So, but Cindy specifically would say something long, something short, something with legs. And I love that concept because for my style and what we do in Fort Worth, first of all, they are tired by the time we finish because it's so stinking hot. So three is the right amount of outfits here. Okay. And that change happens with something long, something short, something with legs. I did not educate well enough last year, had some personal things going on. And so I just was not careful enough and I did not tell them as many times as I should have. And I've obviously y'all learn also, you have to educate your client so much because one time in is one time out. Mm-hmm. They're not going to hear it until it's repetitive. So I tell the mom and then I tell the kid and then I tell my stories and I'm going to be doing it again and again and again. And here's my reason. Like you said, if you wear two things that are long, two long dresses that go all the way to the ground, okay, you are literally covering 2/3 of your body you are covering the bottom half of your body for 2/3 of our session. If we've got three outfits and two of them are long dresses, there are some things I can do with long dresses, but I can promise you this, I'm going to end up pulling that sucker up so that I can see your knees, so I can see where your body is in space, because a lot of these dresses, and this would come in with styling, don't have enough clarity as to where you live inside of this box that you've put yourself in. So what I want to see in girls is something long, something short, and something with legs. What I am struggling with here in Fort Worth, Texas, which is maybe a little different than other places, because I am seeing girls from all the rest of the country who do successfully wear something with legs. I am seeing girls push back massively on the something with legs. I kind of believe that this has to do with the style of pant that is out right now, which is a little more voluminous. The jeans that are a little bit more, you know, fluffy and slouchy. And I think that that does not do a whole lot for a young girl's physique. I think it's a cute style. Do you? There's no complaint about what you enjoy wearing. I'm just going to tell you what looks good on the camera and wear what you love in the wild, you know, like out in real life where you're moving around and it's clear where your body starts and ends. But in a photograph, if you're standing in a certain way and you've got on balloony pants, I can see that they're not going to love that. And so what I've been recently telling girls, particularly girls, is if you must wear two, you know, like you are absolutely not going to wear something with legs, please wear too short instead of too long dresses. And that is so I can see your knees, anything under your knees. I also tell girls, to make sure. So there's a club here called Canwick, and it's like a dance that they have. It's kind of like a Sadie Hawkins. And I always tell the girls not to wear a Canwick style dress because those are like a wetsuit. Like you need to be able to sit crisscross applesauce in anything that you put in, no matter what it is. I want you to be able to sit down and crisscross your legs. If you can't sit in it like that, it's probably the wrong outfit for this session. Not for out in the wild, not for what you do on a regular basis, but for this session, you want to make sure that you can move around in this and that you can swish. You got to be able to swish in a dress. So like how I
do love that.
I think that that's important. So that's my hemlines rule.
Photographers, let's be real for a second. If your senior sessions ever feel like a guessing game, trying to figure out their style, their vibe, or even if they have a favorite side of their face, then we need to talk. That's why I created my senior questionnaire freebie. This isn't just another boring client form. This is the exact questionnaire I send to my seniors to get them excited and prep for their session before they even step in front of my camera. And we're talking real insights, like where they'd max out their credit card on clothes, their dream session locations, and their go-to hype song. This freebie helps you understand your seniors on a whole new level, so their photos actually feel like them. And guess what? You can grab it for free. Because making your senior experience more seamless, personal, and fun, that's a game changer. So hit the link in the show notes and grab your freebie now. How do you help them know? So now knowing this, how do you help them pick outfits that like reflect their personality, but also photograph well? Do you have like certain?
I have a patterns rule. This has to do with sorority. Actually, I'm a fan of solids personally. You wouldn't know it from my stripes, but, for photography, I'm a fan of solids. And that has to do with making sure that the dress doesn't wear the girl and instead the girl wears the dress. If you wear something and you walk into a mirror and you see it and you're like, oh my God, that dress, that's the wrong dress. Okay. And the reason I say that is because I always tell my girls, we are not influencers. We are not trying to sell clothes. We are not trying to sell jewelry. We are not trying to sell a nail tech. We're not going to try to sell you either, but we are going to make sure that you are the star of the show and that your dress is a supporting character as opposed to the one that you are looking at and going, oh my God, I've got to have that dress. Where did she get that? That's all spectacular and wonderful. It feels really great when somebody compliments you like that. But the bottom line is we want the girl to be what you see, not just the outfit. And I learned that on session. I had this spectacularly beautiful girl and she wore a dress that was overwhelmingly patterned, and I would call it an every color in the rainbow dress, and it had like 6-inch flowers on it. So, but it had all it had the pattern all over it, and I have ADHD, so I'm highly distractible, and I could not see anything but those patterns. I couldn't see anything, and then when I saw the images, I was like, "That's such a spectacular dress," and I was totally losing the kid in that amazing dress. And if you backed away from her, you know, like if you got one of those far back shots, I didn't see her at all. I saw that dress. And so I like to say in regard to that, you make sure that you are wearing the dress and the dress is not wearing you. Wear the other one in the wild. That's the right place for it. But in front of the camera, you want to be the star. So I always say also in regard to pattern, busy backgrounds need more simple style. Mm-hmm. So if you've got, like, I know Kelly, you shoot sometimes in like a deserty, rocky type. Yeah. That's gorgeous. You could wear some pattern in that. That would work because it's kind of monotone.
Yes.
What we have in Texas, we have, like I was telling you about our beloved Stockyards, is a very busy background. I mean, we're talking different textures in the walls, texture in the ground. We've got cactus all over the place. We've got a sculpture of horses running in the back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, it's a busy space. And if you wear a ton of pattern, like that dress I was kind of describing, like rainbow colored with flowers all over it, mm-hmm. Distinguishable flowers all over it, that is going to be the most chaotic image. I mean, it's just going to, unless it goes black and white, that is going to be a chaotic image. And so I really encourage girls to pay attention to where they want to shoot, dependent on what they're going to wear. So if you're going to shoot in the Stockyards or say, for example, the Botanic Gardens, and for us, that's lots of leaves, lots of flowers, lots of busy background. I'm going to say wear your solid. Please wear a solid in those spaces. And also, don't wear green. You're going to not, I mean, like in the Botanic Gardens, you're going to just blend in like an army sergeant. We want you to pop off of the surface as opposed to blending into the background, unless that's your, I mean, a caveat, unless that's your idea that you want to go monochromatic. But I really do think that a golf course is a less busy background, and you can get away with a little bit more pattern, kind of like you probably can mm-hmm. in your more rocky, you know, monotoned space. And so I think that taking your location into consideration while you're shopping mm-hmm. For your clothes is incredibly important. I also think that taking into consideration your own body shape mm-hmm. is important. You need to be dressing for your body, not somebody else's body. I am very rectangular, and what I can wear is very different than what my hourglass daughter is. Mm-hmm. She has a little waistline. I have nothing that even begins to look like a waistline. This is non-existent. I look like this in the middle. So she can wear something that it just wouldn't look right on me. And so that's what I'm trying very hard to encourage my seniors toward, beginning to study their own body and what looks good on them rather than what looks good on their best friend.
I think that's important. I love that. So
along with color,
are they bringing you their outfits beforehand then a little bit, Shannon?
Yes. We do about 2 weeks before our session, we do a consult call where we get online just like this and we're looking at each other mm-hmm. and we talk about those outfits. They bring out all their outfits and we go through first location. Where do you want to go? If you want to hang out in the stockyards, none of those things with pattern are going to work. Put them all away. I love them. Wear it somewhere else. Wear it to the stockyard. Just don't take pictures in it. But not on this session. So we go through all of those things. And I always say, if you have fallen in love with an emerald green maxi dress, that's awesome. But let's not take it to a golf course because you're going to blend in. So we are really looking at matching an outfit mm-hmm. to the location and making sure those two things work together, which is why that consult call is actually really important to me. I don't have to see it on her necessarily. I have a real issue telling girls what to wear. I'm very uncomfortable with that idea of telling a girl, that doesn't look good on you. I'm not a stylist. I just know what looks good in front of a camera. So, and whether or not it's going to play well. And I think that structured outfits play better than wildly voluminous, unless you are the thing is, I don't talk about bodies. That is a trigger issue that I'm not cool with getting into. But a girl would have to be Kate Moss mm-hmm. to wear something monstrously voluminous and have it flatter them. And they know themselves. So I try not to get into counseling their actual style as much as I do how something is going to play in front of a camera. I had a little girl wear one time something, and she was a curvier girl, like a woman. She had a woman's body. She didn't have a child's body. And, she was wearing something that probably looked good on her little girlfriend that hadn't probably made it all the way through puberty yet. And was literally Kate Moss body structure. And it made her look like she was wearing a sheet. You know what I mean? Like that it didn't. And so when I was talking with her mom about this dress, we literally had a weather event happened during her session that was not a predicted weather event. Like clouds rolled in, the wind came in at like 15, 20 miles per hour. I was like, okay, this is done. We're out. It's about to rain down on us in an ugly tornadic way. So, we took off out of there. And before that next rescheduled session, I called her mom and I was like, do not let her wear that dress. She's just lost in it. So I think that structure works a little bit better. So you can actually see the poses as they move. It has nothing to do with the complementary piece mm-hmm. of the child. It has to do with how it is, how they are moving through it and whether or not we can actually see a pose or if we're seeing a tint. So, and I really do think that matters. You asked in one of your questions that I read, is there a style that I like or is there a style I don't like? I think it's more easy for me to say what I don't like. And it's truly, I'm seeing it be a very Southern thing. And I'm so done with the ruffles. I'm so done with the ruffles. They're on everything. And it's probably a little bit of a personal thing. I don't like ruffles. But I don't think they look good on people. I mean, I watch the way they move. They do funky things when you sit down and they flip up and this looks like you've got wings coming, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't mind a puff sleeve, yeah. You know, like, I think that that's cute. But when you're talking about, I don't know, it reminds me of the 80s is what it is. Okay. It reminds me, yeah, we were actually in the 80s. Yeah. And so, and I know what those photographs look like to us now. Yeah. And I can't help but think that's what they're going to think, is they're going to think that they're wearing, it's the modern day equivalent of Laura Ashley, mm-hmm, 1980s. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see the girls not wearing, even, I love the long dress. I think that's great, but I think you can have some structure in a long dress, as opposed to just wearing just yards and yards and yards of fabric that is fluffing up in places that they would like to have a little more shape.
Right. Now, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. What about like textures or certain fabrics? Are there ones that you're like, okay, these are my favorites, stay away from these? I suppose is silk or satin a no-no because of the sweating? You know what I mean? Like, are there certain things?
I did have a girl wear, and it was probably one of my favorite things that she put on. It was my favorite thing that she put on. She wore a turquoise, like a deep teal turquoise satin dress. The great thing about what we can do with Photoshop is that you can kind of eliminate those sweat stains if you need to. Do you want to be walking around with your belly button sweating, you know, like through your satin? Maybe not. But I will tell you, she looked spectacular in it. It moves really well. It photographs beautifully. Is it realistic? In Texas, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to be outside for any amount of time, I think that it can be hard. I always tell my male clients, my sweet boys, you know, you need to bring a few different tops because you're likely to sweat through this one. And if there's any pattern in it, there's no way I'm going to be able to get that out. You know, like there's, mm-hmm, if you've got any pattern whatsoever, I can't match that up with the full, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and most of my boys wear, I call it the uniform here in Texas. Y'all have guys that wear different and cool and real, like, styled to them clothes. We don't do that. We don't do that in Texas. We do not do that in Texas. We wear either khakis or jeans, period, a button up, and they bring a jacket with them. That's it. Hmm. That is it. This is what they do. I have encouraged other things. No, we're not doing that. No. So, it's the same way with the girls, with the jeans or with the legs. They're like, no, we're not doing that. I'm like, okay, all right, your choice. It's your session. So, but the sweat, yes, sweat is a problem. I do think that fabric itself, as long as it's not overly, it's funny because I do want them to be able to wear crisscross applesauce. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't want it to be so billowy that it bunches. Okay. So maybe not too much fabric, I would say, would be harder, even though I do love the idea of a formal. I think that those are so much fun. I love when girls wear a formal to session. I have had a girl wear a bunch of tulle one time and she got lost in the dress.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, is what it is.
Yeah.
So a ton of tulle, maybe a little harder, unless you're doing a ballet type sequence. Mm-hmm. But I love satin silk look. It just depends on what our dew point is, honestly. And there's no predicting that whatsoever. So, not too much fabric, and not overly stiff fabric, because when you sit down in an overly stiff something, it does this. Like if you sit down in a skirt that's overly stiff, it's like, right, you go down into it and it comes up around you. So, like crisscross applesauce. That's if you can sit crisscross applesauce, we're going to be good. And your dress lays down around you. So, or your skirt or your two piece or whatever it is lays down, mm-hmm, around you. That would be my fabric instinct.
What about, I know you talked about saying you don't want like jewelry to be like overwhelming, but do you say, you know, to add a little bit more to it? Do you have them pick pieces or?
We, so far, at least in Texas, the jewelry that's around their ears has been minimal.
Okay.
I always say, like I told you, that we are not influencers. We are not trying to sell jewelry. I encourage them to keep it somewhat comb around their face. I'm like, you can wear bracelets from here to here. Do not care. Go full blown Egyptian. I love it. But here And here, I do have a lot of girls that wear their camp ring, but that would be about as much as I want, because I always tell them, I'm going to have your hands up here. So you don't want this to be a block of turquoise, which right now that's not a style for them. And I'm sure y'all remember the statement necklace era. I think that that is something that would draw your eye to the necklace and away from the face. And that's what I want to avoid. So I always tell them something like this little necklace that I have on right here, just this tiny something. I think that that is inappropriate. I'm trying to get close enough so it so that the stop doesn't get ruined. But something really small like that. This, I wouldn't encourage this in a, I think that this is great for a family shoot, but this draws your attention away from your face. And I want the, all of the attention to be on her face. So I think that, you know, if you're going to do this, this doesn't distract me. What's right here distracts me. So I encourage them to go minimal on ears, minimal on neck, and minimal on fingers. Same thing with nails. I encourage them to go, I've been calling it bubble bath. If you don't already have, like, I just encourage them not to wear the rainbow. Do it in the wild. Absolutely do it. Do whatever you want to. Actually, do whatever you want to anytime. But if you want to be the star of the show and you're not trying to sell your nail tech, let's not overdo it on the nails. I have had girls show up with funky, crazy nails, but that's who they were. You know what I mean? Like that, that is them. And it would be inauthentic for them to be somebody else. So that worked for them. But I can tell you exactly, I would never, but I can tell you exactly who's worn crazy nails, because I cannot, it's something that sticks in my brain. One girl came with orange toes and I was like, that is so you. That is so you. I love that for you. Orange. So we're going to do orange toes because, oh, and that's another thing. I take shoes off of girls.
Yeah.
I really do like a barefoot. It's not intentional. I just think that they're pretty and they're soft and they're youthful. And I just like the way it looks. I love the way a girl looks in a heel. I think that that's great. I just really like a barefoot probably better. So I always tell them, you know, either paint your nails or take it all off. Do not come with chipped, cracked ickies. Either go get a mani-pedi or do it yourself or take it all off. I would rather see a naked nail than, which is what I've got, than a cracked and chipped nail. This is terribly distracting to me. This is one space where my ADHD really is perfect. You know what I mean? Like this serves me because I am so highly distractible by things that would take focus off of the focus. So don't mess with this. Just you're not going to see them unless they're jacked up. You know what I mean? Like, unless you were calling attention to them. So my girl with her orange nails, and then one showed up with turquoise nails. And I was like, my sister, what are we doing? But it was her, And I know that about her now. She is still a very dear friend. But I giggle about it all the time. I'm like, of course you did. Of course you showed up with turquoise nails after I told you to wear bubble bath. But, you know, like I said, do you. do whatever you want to do. These are just my suggestions. Take them or leave them.
I love that. Do you send a mood board or something or style guide then, Shannon? So you're like, okay, this is kind of what I'm going for. No, nothing?
Nope. Nope. We talk about those locations and how they play into the outfits. I try to give them all of that instruction prior to... just because, well, that's a lot of effort, if I'm honest. I don't want to assume that I know something about them that I don't. You know what I mean? And also, I'm shooting 90 kids in a year. And I can't do that. I can't get 90 mood boards out there. But I can... during that consult call, I can advise as best I can. And I can talk back and forth to make sure that we are covering the things that are going to really affect the session. So as opposed to trying to give, but I always do tell them also though, because I am very personable. Sure. You can't tell that. But I always tell them like, listen, when you're shopping, bring me with you. Click, send it to me. Just send me a picture. I'll tell you what I think. I am not a stylist. I will refer you to one. I'd love her. But I am not a stylist. So I'm not going to say, I don't really like that cut on you. But what I will say is, that pattern is going to be overwhelming. Or I'd love to see you in that at this location that you've decided that you want to go to. Or I think you could find something, you know, like, okay, you found something in this colorway. Let's work toward, I want you to find something in pink. Find something in pink, whatever it is, find something in pink because you're wearing blue and two other colors. I want, you got a dark blue and a light blue, find something with, you know, in the, a warmer palette, find something with a little bit more of a jewel tone to it. Find something, you know, you've worn royal blue and hot pink. Let's tone it down and either do a white or a, you know, like let's pull it back just a little bit. So I'll instruct on those kinds of things, but I'm not going to tell, I just can't tell a girl what to wear. I mean, like what to wear, what right. to wear. I mean, unless it's a model session.
Yeah. Speaking of white, how many girls come with white dresses? Sarah and I, almost every senior girl has one white dress in there. Almost every single one.
9 out of 10.
Okay.
9.5. 9.9 out of 10 wear a white dress. They're very popular right now. They're everywhere. I went, Kelly, you've been shopping a lot also. I went shopping and I walked in and I was like, I mean, there was a rack of nothing but white. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if you go into, like I try to go into the stores where the girls shop. I've got a 14-year-old, so I'm kind of doing all of that. And I'm astounded by the amount of white that's out there. It's just, it's a trend. We're in trend right now. It just is what it is. And right now it's headed, I mean, like it's been this way since COVID, as far as what they wear, like to their grad sessions, they all put a white dress on underneath right. the mm-hmm. thing. And for us, they, you know, wear cowboy boots with them. So, but yeah, I think it's on trend. And I will say that there are some places that the white does look spectacular. Like particularly the Botanic Gardens, it just pops right off.
Right.
But so do other colors. So.
Do you have like a favorite color scheme or color that you like to work with specifically girls or not so much?
I am a gigantic believer in having your seasons done.
Same. Like, what's your season? Okay.
I'm an autumn.
Sarah and I are spring. So, yeah.
Well, and I can tell that with you, with the stuff that you pick. You can yeah. see my autumn yes. and my green color. I look like a bridge troll in solid white. It's funny. I mean, I'll still wear it. I'm just going to be a troll. But I'm a big fan of getting your colors done. I recognize that that is not in everybody's budget, but I think it is invaluable information simply because it never changes.
Yeah.
You are what you are and it stays. And why would you ever choose to wear colors, particularly with photos that are not your colors? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially if you are the star of the show and these photos are only of you. I get it. If it's a family and you got to kind of make all the things work. But golly, just wear what works on your, you know, I mean, I think so. No, generally before I really kind of invested in this colors thing, I would have said jewel tones mm-hmm. because they pop off of our colors here so nicely. Because everything is so green in the summertime and I tend to lean into green a whole lot. As a matter of fact, if you look at my images, as opposed to other photographers' images where you see a ton of negative space in a lot of photographers, you're not going to get a ton of negative space from me. I am, and I love seeing that. It's just not how I see the world. So I see in terms of green space, and where I can fluff in, you know, like all of that yummy, earthy, but not earthy tone. This is the funny part. I am an autumn through and through, that wishes they were a winter, because of my love of, I mean, like I love jewel tones. I'm always so jealous when somebody's a winter. I'm like, but I want your hot pink. I can't wear hot pink. I can't wear hot pink. It looks ridiculous on me. So does black. I look like I'm going to a funeral. So no, I will say that I do not like to see young girls in black. Mm-hmm. I don't. I just think it's too harsh. Unless you are a girl. I have had a girl who had Indian heritage and mm-hmm. it really worked on her. That because of her black hair and her black eyes and that black really worked on her. But little blondes with, you know, fair skin. I'm like, mm-mm, sister, that's not, mm-mm, no. I just think it's too harsh. It's just way too harsh. And I don't have a ton of girls lean into it, to be honest. Really at all. I've had very few girls lean into black. I did have one, but her overall style was a little bit, she was Taylor Swift meets like goth. And I don't know how those two things meet together, but in her it did. And so she had this amazing style with red lipstick and just black. And it was spectacular. And I mean, I just was like eating it up the entire time. But that's not going to work on everybody, you know. No. And I guarantee this kid was a winter. I guarantee she was a winter. So my opinion is, when people ask me that question, wear your colors. Do not wear your best friend's colors unless you share a palette. Wear your colors. Why would you want to wear Marie's colors when Marie is a summer and you're an autumn? There's almost no crossover there. So pastels work on some girls. If you're a summer, wear summer colors. If you're a spring, enjoy all your tropical fruity fabulousness. And if you're a winter, just dive into those gorgeous jewel tones. And if you're autumn, we're going to live somewhere in the middle with our rich, earthy, you know, flavor. But I really do think that it is important that people know their color season. I could go off on a whole thing on that.
Same. Sarah and I did a deep dive on that. So you work with a stylist sometimes, or have them work with one, right, Shannon, you said?
I have referred her on to people simply because I do think, like, I'm going to have her work with, it's our friend Betsy. Yeah. I'm going to have Betsy work with Ansel, my daughter, simply because I want her to understand her body. Yes. And I don't want to try to influence, she's not a ruffle girl either. She's definitely a lot more streamlined, than even I am. But she needs to understand her style aesthetic, and she needs to understand her body so that she can dress her body, as opposed to me trying to dress. I don't know how to dress an hourglass. I've never had an hourglass. When I say I'm a rectangle, I mean, like, I am a straight up box. There is nothing here in the middle, and I don't know what to do with this. You know what I mean? Like, I know that there are things that are going to be more flattering on her, but I don't know what those are. And so how would I possibly be able to give her advice if I don't understand? I mean, I know what I'm looking at, and I know that it's not me. But hopefully recognizing that and being able to say, you know, like, I don't know, is going to be a benefit to her, so that she is not trying to fit a mold that is not her frame.
Right.
So I really suggest a stylist.
Are you going to talk to, like, the stylists and be like, kind of give them your vision so that they understand that, you know, it's very minimalist, really. I mean, you don't want anything over the top, you know, like, you want them to be the focus of it. And I could see where maybe some stylists would want to go with the outfit for, you know what I mean? Cause that's their, you know, I mean, if I was a stylist, I might not.
Well, and they are working with real world.
Yes.
Out in the wild. And we're working with a still image. And a still image is a very different entity than out in the wild. I always, when I'm talking to my, I can see it right now. This is awesome. Okay. So when I'm talking to my seniors, I always ask if there's anything I need to know about them. And what I mean by that is anything that pulls them off sides when they're looking at a still image of themselves, not video, not getting dressed in the morning. And for me, it is this divot, which I can actually see it right here. I have this little divot in my nose right here, right? Okay, you can see it.
Yep.
No one can see this thing, okay? I had to point this sucker out to my husband. We've been married 20 years, and he did not know it was there. And the reason is, it's just part of my face to him. Okay, but when I see it, only in a still image, well, at least right now. But when I see it, I immediately doom scroll into, well, we need a nose job. And I'm going to have to schedule that the second I get home, because this is terrible. And I always think it makes me look like I'm like this. Ah! And I also have this.
Oh,
which
same.
Also makes me.
Yeah.
Right across the top. Okay.
Well, I had Botox. Yeah. You can't see this good, but.
Yeah, well, I need to do that. So anyway, I have that thing too, that I'm self-conscious of. So, and that's what I'm telling them when I'm asking that question. I'm like, this is what I need to know what your divot is. Yeah. Cause I'm convinced everybody's got a divot. I mean, there's some girls who were born on Instagram and they are perfect and they don't have a divot yet. They're going to have a divot someday. But the divot, I want to know about this. You know what I mean? And I think that knowing about their divot can also help inform what you wear. because for everybody, it's not the tip of their nose. I mean, I've had girls say things to me like, my earlobes are too long. My forehead's too long. My jaw is soft. I don't like the length of my neck. I don't like the, I'm sure y'all hear this one all the time, the thickness of the upper part of your arm. My legs are too long. I don't like the width of my thighs from a girl who has no thighs. My nose is bulbous. The things that these kids can come up about themselves to tear themselves down about, but it helps me. It helps me know. I had a little girl, this is several years ago, we had barely gotten into a conversation and she told me her boobs were too big. And I was like, sister, you are beautifully and wonderfully made and there's not a thing wrong with you. But if that is what draws you and it makes you self-critical, then let's dress for that. Let's make sure that we're not dressing up here and being right. Let's dress to make sure that we are playing down something that you find to be a fault. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a fault. You will never get me to ever admit that ever. I don't think it's a fault, but if you do, you're not going to like your photos if what you're seeing is all chesty. So I would say that when I'm looking at people and things and stuff like that, I want to dress the kid for their body, specifically their body, whatever their divot is. We want to dress them for that. So for example, that little girl that told me that she had big thighs, that she didn't have anything that even resembled big thighs, maybe not white jeans for her. You know, like maybe not a white jean. Yeah. You want to lean away from that. Wear something that detracts from what you perceive to be the thickness of your thigh. So maybe dresses for you, maybe skirts for you, as opposed to something with legs, if that's what you are drawn off sides about. Mm-hmm. So I really do think that all of this is so specific to the kid and there are certain, general rules, mm-hmm. but really, really specific to the individual, which is what makes these images them mm-hmm. as opposed to their best friend. And that is the thing. I do want them to feel like them by focusing on them and not the stuff. Unless the stuff is their shtick, and we'll leave room for that too. You know, if somebody wears pom-pom earrings every single day to school, I'm not going to take your pom-pom earrings off of you. Do I want you to wear them? Not really. Because we're going to see these, not you. But maybe that's where she's comfortable. You know what I mean? Right. And I do think that there's value in that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Do you have girls just totally against the grain then sometimes where they're like, I'm going to listen to your advice, but that's not what I'm going to go with? Are they pretty like open to, feel like mine are pretty open. They want to know what my suggestions are. They really want their pictures to turn out really well. You know,
there you go. There it is. There it is. I would say that kind of, in deciding who that ideal client is, I would say that they filter me before I ever get to them. They decide first whether or not I'm their person. You know what I mean? By looking at my Instagram, which is 100% seniors. I don't have anything on there that's not seniors. So they can look pretty closely at whether or not my style matches their aesthetic. And I tell that to parents when I'm talking to them in my intro call. There are a few things that you want to be aware of when you're hiring a senior photographer. The first one is, do you like their work? Mm-hmm. It's going to be in your house for years. Make sure you like the style. Secondly is, is this person a senior photographer, or are they a wedding photographer, or just a baby photographer? Because baby photographers do not know how to pose seniors. Generally speaking, there's an offshoot of somebody who does weddings and seniors, and they do know. Just make sure they have a body of work that is seniors, and then you can really look at it and study it. And then the third thing is complete and total transparency. You need to know exactly what's going to happen beginning to end and exactly what you're going to owe with zero questions that you are presented with. Here is up on a platter. I want no, and now you owe me $3,000 of print charge. No, you should have told me that ahead of time. You want to know everything. Those are the three things that I say to senior parents when I'm talking to them. These are the three things that you need to verify that you know and that you like. So I think a lot of them screen me out. Thank God I don't know about it. But if I'm not their style, they need to know that. If I was a referral from somebody else, I think that these kids are saying, I want somebody with a little more edge. I want somebody that's going to be shooting street mm-hmm. or has a bunch of kids who are kind of more on the emo goth skateboard kind of, you know, like that kind of side of stuff, which that's awesome. There's a total, I love that. I absolutely love that stuff. It's not me. So, and I would never want to pull somebody and have them do girly flirty thingies when they really are kind of more street and wanting a little bit more edge.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to ever shoot a kid. I will not shoot a kid to make them look like they are 25 years old when they are 17. And that is absolutely, that is a hill I will die on. I do not do sexy images of teenagers, period. Period. So, and that's just a me thing. I will do a little bit more serious if you would like a serious pose, a non-smile, a non, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm not going to do the, you know, that's, I'm not doing it. I'm not crawling up steps looking all cat-like and slinky. We're not doing it. You're 17. You're 17. And you only get to be 17 one time. We're going to embrace that. So that is something that I also tell my parents is I'm modest for my girls. If we've got on something, I can't even tell you the amount of times I've seen body parts. I'm sure y'all have too. I don't know how men do this job. No offense, guys. But with the amount of body parts that I've seen because of dresses flipping up and, you know, stuff falling off, I got an image one time of a girl and it was so gorgeous. She looked perfect. She looked perfect. She had on a spaghetti strap with the little, I don't know what to call these, like the little panels, you know, like from the spaghetti strap, and it plummeted to right here. And it was an Ampere waistline. Perfect on her. It was perfect on her. But I had her lean forward. Well, guess what was totally visible, right? I mean, like, boom, right there. So I spent probably an hour and a half drawing that dress on, you know, like recreating that. Right.
Oh, no.
But it was a gorgeous image of her. I wasn't going to cut it. I wasn't going to cut it. And it was one of their favorites. Right. Do you know what they don't know? They don't know I drew the dress on.
Right.
But yeah, body parts. It's just part of what we do, you know, especially with the crisscross applesauce style. I'm like, okay, we're going to tuck it all in. So outfits are fun, aren't they? I mean, wow, they really have their own mind sometimes, the clothing that is selected. Lots of flashing going on. I also tell my girls to please wear nude colored underwear because it's easier for me to get out in Photoshop when so that's part of the conversation that we have. And I always tell them, I'm so sorry. This is the embarrassing part. I need you to wear nude colored underwear. I've told girls to bring, if they, particularly in Texas, I'm assuming this isn't something y'all run into, but if you ever shoot in the South, you might think about this. I have watched sticky bras fall off and hit the ground because of sweat. Oh, yes, I have.
No.
I always tell them to bring two just in case. Just in case it falls off and hits the ground. Sticky bras, just boom, right? Particularly that chicken cutlet style of sticky bra. They're heavy. And once they get damp on the inside, they just come right off. And your chest sweats. It's Texas. It's hot. So, yes, I've watched this fall. I've also had a girl bring water in her bag that wasn't completely closed. And it spilled all over her underwear. So I always tell them also, these are the things you learn. You know what I mean? Like, this is not something that you would have thought of. I was like, if you're going to bring water with you, make sure it closes 100% and that it's not going to tip. Do not bring a Stanley. Make sure that your water bottle closes and also insulate it because it's going to sweat and it's going to get all over your clothes. And the last thing you want to put on is a wet bra.
Oh my gosh.
It's the stuff we have to think about though, that they're not going to think about. I had a little girl wear a white dress. And she had been to a concert the night before, Parker McCollum concert the night before. She'd had a big time. So she got to session. She was really tired. And she forgot my instructions and she wore what I can only call unicorn panties, underneath her dress. And guess what we saw? Her unicorn panties right through her white dress. Her daddy got on session. He goes, "Honey, what you wearing?" She was like, "What?" So, it's the things though, right? It's the things that we learn as photographers that when you pass it on to a kid, you hope that they hear you. You hope that they listen. You hope that they prep. You deal with it when they don't. I always tell my girls, the second you step out of the car, the moment your foot hits the ground, it's a me problem. It is no longer a you problem. Nothing that is going to happen, number one, is that big of a deal anyway. But every single thing, if you wake up that morning and you've got a zit right here living on your nose, that's a me problem. That is not a you problem. Don't even try to cover it up. I got you. If you spill makeup on your dress on the way to our session, that's a me problem, not a you problem. Don't worry about it. I cannot have you stressing and not smiling because you are worried about a lipstick stain. We're not going to do that. So all of the things become for us to deal with and for them to flutter out of their brain.
I love that. Is there anything, Shannon, we didn't cover? I know that we had a whole list of questions, but you and I talk so easily, you know, it was easier to do. But was there anything that you like tell your seniors that I didn't ask you or that you keep in mind?
Mostly that this is not going to be hard. This is going, you know, like the shopping is the hard part. When you get to me, it's the real fun part. Yeah. Honest to God, fun part. We are going to have a ball. We're going to go through all your outfits. Don't worry about that. You know, shop, return it later, you know, do the thing and let's figure it out together. During our consult call, we really do spend a while on that consult call. And I do feel like by the time they get to the end of it, number one, they realize that I'm approachable and I'm not a scary adult, which the whole adult thing. I like to feel like my kids are going to talk to me like I'm not Mrs. Someone. I don't ever want, it's hard right now because my kids are the same age as the kids that are being. And so they're all calling me Mrs. Lang. And I'm like, okay, this one year I'm okay with Mrs. Lang because this is my son's year and they just can't call me Shannon. Yeah. The girls can, but the boys just cannot, they cannot do it. So once they get to me, I feel like I want to take that backpack of stress that they're carrying it. I want to shove it to the side and just have some fun, you know, and that they are going to feel like absolute rock stars when they leave me. I always tell them, I'm like, listen, you are going to feel so good when you leave me. You are going to want to know where your entourage is and where you're brunching in Dallas. You know, like bring it all on. Everybody's coming along and the paps are going to be there as well. So click, 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 click all around you. And that to me is the most important piece. Yes, we want all these other things to fall into place as well. But if you come with a pattern dress that's overwhelming, it's fine. It's fine. It's going to work out. Do I suggest it? No. Yes. Is it going to work? Yes. If you show up with your orange nails, fine. We're going to deal with orange nails or we're going to tuck them in. You know, it doesn't have to be a source of stress. Yeah. And that would be the biggest thing with all of them. I want them to not be stressed about this session because you can tell when a kid is stressed. You can see it written all over their face. And that is the last thing that I want.
And how you feel in your pictures is how you're, it plays a big part in how much you're going to like them, right? I mean, that's a huge factor. Like if you felt like you looked good and you felt good, you're going to like the pictures versus even if you looked a 10 out of 10 that day, if you didn't feel good in those pictures, like how you're not going to feel like you were 10 out of 10. Yeah. No, that's a huge part of it. And also a good reason to like look for the right senior photographer, because I mean, just looking at your behind the scenes, Shannon, you can see that you're a hype girl and you make them feel good and they're comfortable and you know, they're not like stressed out and they're enjoying their session. I mean,
I think that's huge, important too, to make sure that the kid is having fun. Cause if they're not having fun, then they're not going to smile, you know, and it's not the smile that's going to reach you. Like I had a little girl yesterday, every now and again, she's tired. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. And every now and again, and I was like, that is not your smile. That is not you. And she'd start laughing and she'd be like, oh my God, you're right. You know, and next thing you know, she's really smiling. So it reached her eyes and we can tell, you know what I mean? Everybody else I think can tell too, but I think we tell like that. We can see the real smile versus the not real smile. And I think that when they are at ease, like you said, you can see it. And if they feel good, oh, there's a health related part that they're feeling, because poor Sarah is not feeling all that great right now. And that part's important. It is so important for them to feel good the entire time. Cause it really shows up, as you said.
Yeah. Okay. One of our questions we always ask photographers is like, what is your one thing that it's in your business or your personal life that is the one thing you couldn't live without right now? Specifically, it could be business, it can be personal.
Business or personal. Wow, I probably should have thought about this one ahead of time. Business. Well, I can never live without the reflector, period. That one, as far as business is concerned, I have to have an assistant, period. I won't shoot without one. I won't do it. I don't get the light on them that I want. It's just not, so that part's important. Personal life. I think I could not do without the flexibility of this work. So this work reflects on the other because my kids still need me so much, you know, regularly throughout the day, they need me. So being able, my ability to be present for my family, is something that I couldn't do without because, well, it fulfills me, but also, as far as business is concerned, it definitely is the right business for me, because of the flexibility involved in it. So, and my dogs.
That's how I feel too.
Who are laying down behind me.
Oh,
yes, my little sweeties. Gosh. So, yeah,
I love that. Do you, how can people reach out to you, Shannon, if they want to find you on Instagram or your website, like
photography.com?
Okay.
And I always answer questions from photographers, but know that I am not an educator. I will refer you on to somebody who is.
You are a wealth of knowledge, though, for senior photography. Like, a huge... I message Shannon all the time asking things. We go back and forth. And actually, did we meet through Sabrina?
And then I think we were talking about doing Cindy's work. And it was so spectacular that I told you about it. And you've done one of Hope's, too, haven't you? Hope Taylor and...
I've just watched something. Okay. I've never did anything in person. I think she had a monthly membership where she was shown behind the scenes and stuff like that. So
I'm still really good friends with the group that I'll call it our pledge class from Cindy's set. Like, we are still tight, and we have a text chain that we talk regularly with each other.
Yeah.
I think that is so valuable specifically for photographers. If I had any advice for photographers, it would be find your people, because there is zero competition in this, this industry. There's no reason to feel like you are in competition. Even if they're in your same city, even if they're in your same niche in your same city, there is more than enough work for everyone. I really do feel like making friends with those other photographers is important, because you can call them and say, hey, such and such happened. Can you help me out? I think that is crazy invaluable. You can ask them questions about, just anything. I have my senior photography group. I have a couple of senior photographers here in Fort Worth that I'm friends with, industry friends with, that I find I want that to be, that is important to me, to have industry friends, make industry friends. That is top. Have a crew that understands you and understands what you're going through and what who your potential clients are, so that you can bounce things off of them. I think that is immensely important.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Sarah and I totally agree with that. I mean, we found each other through Sabrina as well. We Voxer all day long, every day, all day long. So yeah, it's been a huge transformation for my business, just finding my people.
Absolutely. I applaud that statement, 100%.
Yeah. Thank you for being on the Shannon. You are a wealth of knowledge, and this was fantastic. I know we're going to have you on again, because I've already got like five other ideas since we've been talking. And so, yeah, thank you so much.